Welcome to the Dog Parentology Podcast. Hi, I'm Sparky Smith, a canine psychologist and an expert in systems thinking. Now, you might be curious about what systems thinking is. Simply put, it's a method that helps us tackle the most complex problems by simplifying them and identifying key leverage points to create long-term solutions. It's about looking at the bigger picture and managing challenges over time, not just addressing them in the moment. As we prepare to launch our first pilot episode of the Dog Parentology Podcast, I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself, who I am, why I'm here, and what this podcast is all about. I'll also touch on the experience and expertise I'll be bringing to each episode. The main goal of this podcast is straightforward: to provide dog parents with valuable knowledge, free from the barriers of cost. You see, across Canada and the US, rescue shelters are overwhelmed with dogs being returned, often due to seemingly unresolvable behavior issues and the high cost of care. Many dog behaviors that are persistent and frustrating are actually complex problems. And as you'll hear in this podcast, complex problems can't be solved with simple, one-size-fits-all solutions. There is a significant gap between conventional approaches and truly effective solutions that dog parents need. So my mission with the Dog Parentology Podcast is to bridge the gap using a specialized approach founded in systems thinking. In each episode, I'll share insights from my years of experience, including a 98% success rate year over year in resolving even the toughest dog behavior cases. Beyond my credentials in canine psychology, I bring decades of experience in strategic change in global finance, where I successfully helped hundreds of thousands of people adopt new mindsets and behaviors. Now, after years of refining my approach and earning recognition as an award-winning human-centric canine psychologist, I've come to understand that true confidence in what I offer doesn't happen overnight. It's taken time to realize that what I'm sharing with you isn't just unique, it's revolutionary and invaluable in helping you and other dogs truly thrive together. Each episode will feature heartfelt stories, practical advice, and compassionate strategies to support your dog's development and well-being. I'm excited to embark on this journey with you. If you're listening through one of your favorite streaming services, or through our Patreon community, or through our YouTube channel, I thank you. If you want more information on our Patreon community with three levels of additional access, the link will be in the description below. All right, now that you know a bit about me and what to expect, let's dive into our first pilot episode and explore the fascinating world of canine behavior together. In this episode, we have two parts. In part one, we're unraveling the mystery of canine behaviors in a way that's both enlightening and immediately actionable. Have you ever been puzzled by your dog's actions or felt that traditional training methods fall short? This part's for you. We'll delve into how your dog's environment, brain chemistry, and hidden influences shape their daily behaviors. In part two, we're exploring a revolutionary approach for dog parents, developing the executive function in your dog's brain to curb those frustrating behaviors. You'll learn about neuroplasticity and how you can create positive experience to rewire your dog's brain for better behavior. By the end, you'll have the tools to turn complex behavior challenges into opportunities for growth and deeper connection with your dog. So stay tuned. You won't want to miss this transformative journey. Okay, let's dig into the details. Canine psychology is the scientific study of behavior and cognition in dogs. It becomes important knowledge when your dog's behaviors are not being fixed by traditional training. Canine psychology helps you to understand three things: how behaviors emerge from the dog's ecosystem, the neurobiological factors of the behaviors you observe, and the potential root causes behind the behaviors that have been missed so far. And if you are one of those dog parents facing seemingly unsolvable behavior issues, then this episode will be a good one for you. We'll discuss key facts about dogs' training, how to get more from your trainers, and share an unforgettable story about how your dog's brain works. You'll see your dog in a whole new light. Canine psychology will grant you, metaphorically, to see under the hood of your dog. It will change you, as it has hundreds of dog parents. It will lower your frustration as to why your dog seems to ignore you. And if they appear to be their typical stubborn selves tomorrow, you will reflect and you might even laugh a little at yourself because of what you've learned here today. And I am going to show you how we can improve outcomes with a more informed approach on underlying causality of your dog's behavior problems. Now, traditional methods, those methods popular today in dog training and even dog behaviorism, modifies the individual dog's reaction. I believe that the problem lies in a misconception of the word holism. Dog trainers are taught to view a dog's behavior through a holistic sensibility, but the term holism is limited in dog training to only these three systems. One, the individual dog. Two, the caregiver's capability to train the dog. And three, the home environment that supports the dog's cognitive and emotional capabilities. Complex behaviors are not solved with this approach. So holism is actually a key concept within systems thinking and is one of many principles and seems to be overlooked by what is a comprehensive framework for understanding the interdependencies and complexities of behavior issues. Unfortunately, holism and other parts of this system theory framework is not taught in conventional curriculums. This gap is not just in the training field, but also in the veterinarian field, where system dynamics are not specifically taught. Now, this is changing, however, and there are movements underway to add systems thinking, systems theory, and dynamics as necessary capabilities in the veterinarian field. But knowing this, you, as a dog parent, will take away knowledge that the problems you've been facing is yet to reveal what, where, why, and how. That the ability to uncover the hidden causes is in layers of factors. And that the solutions for complex behavior problems are not found in conventional training methods. Expertise in complex behaviors can be found in systems thinking, systems theory, and systems dynamics. Systems thinking focuses on causality and interconnections. Systems theory is a framework of principles, and system dynamics is one that quantifies the impacts of these interactions. In my practice, complex problematic behaviors meant that they fit into this following criteria. And what I'd like you to do is to think whether your dog fits into this criteria and maybe has a complex problematic set of behaviors. So the first criteria is there is more than one behavior. So the second is that the behaviors are likely related through a root cause or causes. And number three, the behaviors have the same supporting structures, allowing them to continue to reoccur and be activated. In short, what you have today is a behavior issue that you really want to resolve, but it is likely connected to multiple behavior challenges. And that's what makes it so complex and difficult to deal with. It's likely that the root cause or causes have not yet been found to actually resolve the behavior issue for life. And most unfortunately, those persistent problematic behaviors are being supported right now and are just going to keep on happening until real changes are made. So finding the supporting structures, causality, connections, and complex behavior problems is your imperative. By understanding this premise, the hard-to-solve problems are complex problems. And that means that the solution cannot be found in conventional wisdom and traditional training. We need to use systems thinking and go beyond the boundaries of the past and seek out other systems where the root causes are found. Other systems include things like family dynamics, attachment styles, societal norms, ecological implications, genetic and cellular implications, bylaws and regulations, and even the earth itself. And if you wonder about the last, just consider for a moment natural disasters and the implications on animals and the impact on pets. Let me give you a real life example of a case where a broader view of systems was needed. So CTV News in February of 2023 posted this headline: How Pets Are Weaponized and Victimized in Domestic Violence Situations. The system level where domestic violence situation resides is called family dynamics. And it was revealed in a case of a dog, and we're going to call him Max, who delivered 3 puncturing bites in only a few seconds to his dog walker of 8 months. It's not the first time the dog walker had been bitten by Max. It had occurred 2 previous times. Each time, the bite force got stronger and the number and speed of bites increased. By this final time, the caregiver contacted us. Multiple trainers had come in, and even behaviorists had been brought in to help Max with anxiety issues. Yet Max continued to live with fear and anxiety. So the systems being worked on by well-intentioned professionals were too narrow. And here's some of the things that they attempted to work on. They worked on separation anxiety in an attempt to desensitize him to alone time when his caregiver went to the gym. So recommendations were set up to have a dog walker to come in to alleviate his stress of being crated. And the structure of the dog walk was to join in with several dogs for a group walk in the park. There were many areas that were touched by trainers and behaviorists. But the last one that I found heartbreaking was to ignore the overexcited greeting until he calmed down once he was let out of a 4 to 8 hours crated stay. So none of these areas worked for Max. Why? Because complex problems need to be more deeply understood. Then they need to be simplified to understand where the actual issues lie, where those root causes are, right? And then to bring into life those long-term solutions. Systems thinking. Anxiety that emerges both when his caregiver was there and when his caregiver wasn't, and the noise complaints from the neighbors of Max howling, were put down to separation anxiety. So I'm going to tell you what the end diagnosis was of this dog. The dog had PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, from witnessing family violence in a messy divorce situation, and was being triggered by the dog walker's male presence. And unfortunately, the dog walker, well-intentioned, was using an attitude and handling methods based on misunderstood concepts of feeling his need to be dominant. We'll get into dominance another day, but please know this. No matter what you see on TV to be entertained, canines are psychologically detrimentally impacted when they are dominated by a human. And unfortunately, for another episode. Now, with Max, a dog who is traumatized, The worst thing a professional dog walker should do is to try to dominate him and further that trauma. System theory looks at problems from a broader view. Here's what system level perspectives look like inside the dog, biologically and genetically, and outside the dog to include not only the caregiver, but family dynamics. The community or neighborhood the dog resides in, the earth, as in climate change and the implication to dogs' health and behavior, and even regulations, like bylaws we all have to follow, like situations where you're told you have to muzzle your dog or even have your dog on a leash. Systems looks at families or individual lifestyles and challenges being faced that might be impacting a dog's behavior. Simply think about a caregiver who is also caring for a new baby, right? And you can see that. We need to look at lifestyle. We need to look at the challenges. In each of the episodes of this podcast, you'll hear a lot about systems theory and how it will uncover multiple interconnected webs of behavior and how we untangle them to achieve long-term, lifetime, compassionate solutions.
For part two, it's coming up in the next episode.
So a blog on today's episode is available on our website, dogparentology.com. And for subscribers of our Patreon page, we have a downloadable systems thinking guide with what was discussed today in this episode and to help you identify the systems impacting your dog's behavior. Let us know in the comments what you thought of this issue and any dog problems that you would like us to explore, or any other questions you have. Now, if you'd like to see information like this continue to be free, then I'd ask you to join our Patreon page. There's a lot of additional information that you will have access to. And please share, subscribe, and let your friends know about it. Thanks so much. And you have been listening to the Dog Parentology Podcast. ¶¶